In addition to shooting the messenger, the president is pointing fingers, putting the blame for economic turbulence on Jerome Powell. He appointed Powell as the Federal Reserve chairman in 2017, but this week he called him a, quote, stubborn moron for failing to cut interest rates. All of this comes as the president announced a new wave of tariffs set to go into effect this Thursday. This new round raises taxes on imported products from nearly 70 countries. Many economists are warning the impact of the earlier tariffs is now just being felt, and that consumers are going to see higher prices.
Apparel prices are going to go up by some 35% as a result of these tariffs, and computer prices are going to go up by some 20%.
But Trump's tariffs are now facing a serious legal challenge, a federal appeals court raising questions about whether the president has the authority to impose across-the-board tariffs without congressional approval. Previous trade deals, including NAFTA and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that Trump negotiated during his first term, didn't go into effect until they were approved by Congress. If Trump loses in court, it could upend most of his new tariffs and also the various trade deals that he has negotiated over the last several weeks.